Hi guys, welcome back to No Filters with Barry. Hope everyone has been okay. Today we are going into the baseline. Yeah, that's a segment of the podcast where we dive into the top Afrobeat artists. I don't want to say only Afrobeat because it might come one day where we decide to go foreign. But today we are going to say within Nigeria, we are going to look at a fast rising, a phenom, groundbreaking, boundary breaking artist. On our previous episode of Into the Baseline, we went into YKB, and that day we actually had a guest, my partner, my friend, and he's here again today. I present to you Bedu. Just welcome to the show, sir. Just sit down here. Nami are you today? So that's going to give us all the base into the baseline where we won't go. I wait to go carry us, God there be this. So let's go. We are moving on to the phenom. The person we are going to be driving into is discography today. Hey. Yeah, that's it, man. We are going into Pluto Presido. Ah, this guy is a singer and a rapper. If you look at his earlier tracks, you can see the hint of him being a rapper. His prowess is on what he says, and he's not particularly doing what everyone is doing. He just came different, which was one of the reasons why it was even first hard for me to receive it. You people that you are like, ah, Shali Pop, what is this thing? I've been there. I was also like that, like, guy, what is this guy they sing? I was like that, yeah. Yeah, when he first came out, like, I think that was last year. So, you know, he's even just a little bit over a year in the industry. And the things he has already done, like, he has already proved himself to me. Let me take you through how he did that, how he convinced me, how he moved me from a plutophobia. Is it plutophobia, should I call it? Or plutoethers to plutomanias. So last year, 2023, that was the first time I came across him. Yeah, that was, I think he blew up around March, April, March, through TikTok. Apparently, before the release of Elon Musk, he's kind of like already a TikTok star. Like, I think he's a prime example of Gen Z artist. He makes use of the tools such as this type of social media platform to make himself be seen, and it's worked perfectly for him.
I got a bad bitch from London, she fun. Pull up on my Glock and I make her ass jump like clap 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 clap. Scream bam bam, scream kitty back my ooh. I run down everything I do. I mother shows, I shut down, bring any beat and I bond down. Pass me my song, I repeat and I love that. Ooh, I love that. No blood, be just A1. Every day from day one, bring your loud and I roll one, smoke one, jump for this beat and it's over. A key on my right and the clock on my shoulder. Ooh, make money, money, make money.
Normally, your girlfriend said they feel my drip. When you're not around, she's steady up in all this dick. They call me Charlie Poppy. I spit a word of wisdom and rap like a fucking king. Now welcome to my kingdom. This pussy wet is feeling like an ocean. I drop my rap like bomb and it's causing big explosion. I bent your bitch over and I put that dick in motion. I bang a early momo, it's like a money devotion. My rap is very fluent, it's flowing like a river. I waste no fucking time, and steady I they deliver. My enemies, they run away, they not get delivered. Cause I'm rapping like I'm Quavo, you rapping like Justin Bieber. They call me Charlie Poppy, I always start my engines. I'm rapping like I'm Avatar for Elements, I'm bending. Dropping in the club, all this money I be spending. Better watch out for me, very soon I'm gonna be trending. From S to the H to the A to the LL to the I to the P to the O to the P to the F. I just met Charlie Poppy, JB, you don't very fast.
After like dropping different trends on TikTok, and also he had earlier tracks like Gra Gra, Shaka, Power. All those tracks are actually so dope. I went back and I listened, I like, no, they are dope, but the actual song that was a hit, he himself said he slept and he woke up and the next thing he knew, Elon Musk is everywhere on TikTok, like he's blown up already. Yeah, the first track is Elon Musk. I'm out Elon Musk in the kingdom come. Yeah, that particular track, that track is so good. That track is so good. It's the epitome of his artistry. Like, let me say, for example, what Superstar is to Wizkid, because in a way, Superstar just described what Wizkid will later be in his career. Shey again. And Elon Musk just kind of like describe what Charlie Poppy wants his artistry, his music to be like about. The track is so good. It's like a remix of a remix. Yeah, this is a remix of the remix. Hello. So it's Zlatan did a remix. And I was like, no, I have to be on this remix. So it's like, I don't think that has happened before, but there was a legit remix of remix. When this all came out, I was one of the guys that like, no, what is this guy singing? He's not even singing, he's just talking. My friend, I was in his car. He now played Elon Musk. I can remember vividly how much I didn't like the song. I was like, guy, change this song. Change like, how would you like this song? And I should change it. Honestly, that was around July, and it was still like very hot that time. That was how crazy it was for me. Like, I wasn't really vibing. As I said in the previous episode, I'm kind of like, I'm wary of moving out of my comfort zone when it comes to music. I usually don't just jump on any new thing like that. That new thing has to convince me, like, okay, guy, vibe. Okay, yeah, okay, I'm vibing. Yeah, that's how it is for me. So S Compete was already out. I wasn't still even like paying attention. Then this is still part of the social media, the part of the things he used to his advantage. On I saw a video of Olamide, like they met at the airport, and Olamide was singing S Compete. Say bend down like Benz, bend down like Benz. Yo, which song did this guy not drop again? No. What's going on here? Wait. So that one went. That one didn't make me run to it. I was like, wait, why is Olamide vibing to this guy? So, but around that time, I think that was close to when he wanted to release Planet Pluto, which is his first EP. So that was, he was going to interviews and stuff and like talking about his music and his artistry, right? So I saw an interview where they asked him, like, okay, what's the meaning of Plutomanias? I've heard the song, I've heard Plutomania, we fly all day. I was like, no. What is this bro saying? That was what I was like then. So I was like, okay, what's the meaning of Plutomanias? And then he said, that's an actual word. Plutomania is an actual word. That was how it was for me, honestly. I didn't know Plutomania was an actual word. I went to my browser straight up and I was like, Plutomania, enter. Directly from Merriam-Webster right now, as I'm reading, it said, Plutomania means excessive or abnormal desire for wealth. I see. So his fans are plutomanians. His fans are people that are obsessed with sweat. I would like to be among the wealthy. So what's going on here? Like, perfect branding to convince anyone to join, like, be a fan. What's going on here? It's like Elon Musk, plutomania, excessive. Elon Musk is actually wealthy. Okay, Charlie Poppy, Elon Musk. Let me go and listen. This is making sense. It felt like he actually puts a lot of work into like branding himself and saying, okay, Charlie Poppy, when you think of Charlie Poppy, what do you think about Charlie Poppy, Elon Musk, Plutomania? It's either your avian and another avian inside. I'm going to jump on Elon Musk. As I said, like, the track describes his whole artistry, what he does and everything. And as we go down the line, you actually see what's up. Like, this same thing he did on Elon Musk, you see it like in his other songs too. This is Elon Musk, not remix, just Elon Musk. So let's vibe.
Hey. They call me Charlie Pop.
Bingy. Elon Musk is a Pluto boy. In a Tesla key. Pulling up in a Tesla toy. No big boy. See, no good day. First day looking, no good day. Charlie Poppy, I walk on you. Pluto mania, we fly all day. Inside that your avia soup. Another avia day. Inside that your avia.
Let's not just run into deep. Just this beginning is enough to even see what he's trying to do. He said, okay, Elon Musk is a Pluto boy. Okay, he's saying like he's from Pluto. like, and his fans, people that rock with him, they are plutomanias, right? So he's now like comparing himself to Elon Musk as well. So he's saying, okay, me and them, Elon Musk, we be guys, himself na Pluto boy, him na Tesla kid, because say waiting, now Elon Musk get Tesla, actually they get his branding, his positioning of himself as someone that sees himself like being wealthy as Elon Musk, and like people that vibe with him are the ones that have the mindset of being wealthy. Is already a huge and valid selling point. That's number one. Number two, why he has so many loyal fans? Like his fan base is just it's because let me say the uprise of Benin. Rema came out of Benin, and one of the reasons why he's going so far is because when he came out, he did something that a lot of artists weren't doing. Nobody has even tried to like deliver like that, or sing like that, or bring those sort of melody in the Afrobeat scene. So you get. So that's one of the selling points. And he also had mixed reception. Like some people are like, why is this guy singing? Why is he singing like an Indian? I wasn't really like that, because I actually like the Dumebi song. I had no choice. My roommate was playing it like 24/7. So I was like, no, this guy is actually good. Sure, you get. So, but Charlie Poppy actually had mixed reception. I was like, no, like, this is not my vibe. But actually, the reason why I couldn't accept him at first was actually some of the reasons why he's going to go far, because his delivery, his use of Benin pidgin, like the correct pidgin, strong pidgin delivery, the slangs he brought, lambas, just is a full package. That's why it's like that. But I was saying, he said, LML 7 na Pluto boy, in a Tesla kid.
Hey, they call me Charlie Pop.
Pidgin. Elon Musk pa Pluto boy, in a Tesla kid, pulling up in a Tesla toy, no big boy,
see,
no good day, funds they looking, no good
day,
Charlie Poppy, I walk on it, Pluto mania, we fly all day, inside that your ego, so, another ego day, inside that your ego, another ego day, inside that.
This was a controversial line, one of the most controversial. Like I think he loves controversy. Him, Odumodu Black, yeah. We are going to do Odumodu Black episode one day, very soon. But he loves controversy, as you see on like their later feature. We'll still get to that.
Chalo Poppy, president with the big machine, young one. That's not normal thing.
You get. So he lost controversy, and he said, inside that your avian, another avian day inside. Before he later kind of like cleared the air on this particularly controversial line on China Sanukam show.
You said avian is your family name. Do you have any documents that can prove this? Like, you know,
yes, there's everything.
Driver's
there's,
license, there's PVC, proof. Anything. There's proof. Where's the proof?
Should I be working with proof?
Yeah. What ID did you used to come to Abuja?
My normal name now. No. I said,
okay,
it's
so
my,
it's not.
It's my, like my grandfather. Can't you understand?
It's your grandfather.
It's like my. How do I explain this for you?
Explain it.
Okay, do you want me to explain it the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Okay. If you give birth to 3 children.
Okay.
Uzama.
Oliya.
Ogiame.
Oyame.
Ogiame.
Ogiame.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I am from the Uzama clan. So my name is Clan Uzama. So if you give birth to 3 children. So anybody you see answering Ogiame or Oliya, they are from where? Evian.
Okay.
You get my point now?
I'm understanding.
Yes, and there's proof, because the only people that are from Benin, they know what I'm talking about. They are telling, but you guys, we say it's juju.
Who said that? I've never even heard
that. No, you guys used to say it.
I've never heard that.
All over the net.
That was insane.
It's juju, it's jazz. Some people said it's relationship.
But Evian.
The thing is that, let me tell you, the truth is that any meaning you choose for yourself.
That's what it is.
The meaning.
The popular opinion is that inside that your avian, another avian the inside is just a reference to juju, black magic, black voodoo. As I said, it's bringing lamba, it's bringing the street vibe with his artistry. So he says a lot of these kind of things. And as an artist that he is, one of his most powerful suits is that he leaves the air open to the interpretation of a lot of his lyrics, which at the end of the day makes them controversial. So inside that your avian, another avian day inside. So inside that your juju, another juju day inside. That kind of strong thing. Sure, you get.
Another avian day inside that your avian. Another avian day inside. Dodgy cell or more quest. Paradise body.
BTC de body, money de body. All this Elomos quest, para de body. BTC de body, money say how do I pay for? Send us our send wallets, payment receipt. Now you credit BTC, and now you don't confirm me if you do. If you do, now you don't confirm me if you do. If you do, I'ma tell them all to the kingdom come. To the kingdom come, I'ma tell them all to the kingdom come. To the kingdom come, I'ma tell them all to the kingdom come. To the kingdom come, I'ma tell them all to the kingdom. To the kingdom come, hello, 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 hello,
Charlie Poppy.
Okay, so that is Elon Musk. Around this time, like when I finished listening to this, I was like, oh, definitely this guy is on to something. I love the song, and then they came out with the remix, and they came out with the remix of the remix.
It's the remix of the remix.
So they came out with that, but around the time, I already like, okay, I'm going to be on the lookout for this guy. But he already had ex-convict outside, which I think is his second most streamed song on Spotify to date. When I listened to that song, it actually showed me like, okay, this guy is an artist too. Because the controversy about that particular song was that he was arrested by AFCC. Prior to his wordings and his lyrics in Elon Musk, he kind of like already associated himself to that lifestyle. So they arrested him, and he actually pleaded guilty to the offense, and then he paid a fine and he got out. And like a week later after he got out, he released ex-convicts. Shit, you get. So I don't know. The way he set up himself for controversy is crazy, which is one of his biggest selling points. As I said, his strong suit. This ex-convict, Elon Musk, remix of the remix, they were part of his debut project, Planet Pluto. This project actually came out around the time I jumped on the Plutomania train, and it was like, whoa, like, no, this guy is the shit. Like, I went from Pluto phobia or Pluto haters to Plutomania straight away, like, yo, this guy is the shit, like, it's good. And I'll dive into the Planet Pluto album now and see what's up. I'll try and start chronologically. So I'll first start with Oba Pluto, to see what he did with Oba Pluto on the project. So this Oba Pluto, I love it. As I said with Elon Musk, one of his strong suits also is his use of Benin Pidgin, like is the tongue, the lingua he use, like it's raw, it's real, and it is cultural. So he brings with him the culture from his place. Like when you see Charlie Poppy, when you listen to his song, you first thing you think of definitely has to be where he is from, Benin, and he's always repping. So this about Pluto, I love it so much. He sampled one of their classic tunes by Pa Monday Ido, and I think the song is talking about the strong men of Benin time, of that time, like their rulers. So this is Oba Pluto, like great sample. Okay, from the video you can see, came in with a starship from outside world, I think, from Pluto. I love it. There are all this type of artists, Charlie Poppy, Jerick, they're helping me to like get a view of foreigners listening to people sing the Yoruba. Like I half of the time I don't know what they are saying, talking about. No best when again, I don't know the meaning. But it just sounds so good, and when they use the language, and when I see Galo using the same tongue, it just feels so good. Let's continue. We sampled this by Monday Edo song, and as you can see, it already sounds so good. Like, there was already a track that this man sang, and then he mixed it and he's singing on it. Still on still, he's still repping his squad of Avians. Like, shout out to Wado squad with Avian.
Shout out to Wado squad with Avian. Eya le wa le wa magi guali wina ori sa ken wame. Charlie Poppy say, small body big edgy say, small boy with big money say, small boy with big money say, Mr. Charlie Charlie say, small body big edgy say, small boy with big money say, small boy with big money say, come on for road, come on for road, come on for road, now medic on, come on for road, yeah, come on for road, come on for road, now medic on, come on for road, come on for road, come on for road, now medic.
That was really, really dope. That was really, really dope. Yeah. There's no two words to, like, describe it. Just dope. Just premium. Just best. Honestly, like, that's creativity at its peak. So, Ex-Convict, the second song on the EP Planet Pluto is Ex-Convict, which circles around the controversy of his capture by EFCC and him pleading guilty to the charge. So, he paid his bail and he came out, and a week later, he dropped Ex-Convict. Bam. This is Ex-Convict.
Everybody must chop breakfast, collect money, must chop the back, and that money, eh? Also many red, I got pay them back. Come on, buddy, for Charlie Puppy, get road with the lip.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. I double money on to many red. I got pay many red. DFCC. No long talk.
Bad for me. When you talking money, then you talking voltage. My body electric. They shock me. Got two bitches in the nightclub. Give 21, make it left one. Cause Pluto is active. So I took her to my room and I stopped.
The penna, the best.
So I start to the penna. Then I start to the year round. Never too deep. When I start to the guest, I've got all this paper. Yeah, got all this.
That shit is crazy. As I was saying, on this song, he just talked about being captured and being able to pay his bill. I got money, not too many girls, I got paid them back. Don't pay them. And then still coming back to his first life. Take the girl to your arm, start the banner like Benz.
Get us closer to 1,000 subscribers by clicking that subscribe button now.
So that is Planet Pluto with it, such as Aeda Head, Speedometer, Shapiru. And then it puts like the remix of the remix. Planet Pluto came out July. Was really making a lot of noise. I think it was like one of the hottest artists on the block around that time. October came and he dropped singles from his upcoming album. Let's look at the album. Name of the album is Presido La Pluto. I think that is Spanish or Portuguese for Pluto Presido. His fans are Plutomanians and he's their president, Pluto Presido, and they are all from Pluto. Elon Musk and a Pluto boy. Shall you get? So on this album, he had 13 songs, which is, I cannot point to any bad songs on this album. I love everything. So the normal song on the album, Never Ever, a really dope intro. Let's look at this.
Wait, the commercially poppy.
My life is like a moving train, moving. I just wanna live my life on a Friday night, I be cruising. Many not they feel my pain, cause many never knew me. I know I'm a born winner, and I know all these bitches shall not use me. By the time you go know my words, yeah, I promise you I belong. Come in, Mr. President, girl, you hope say you know where I come from. I be fucking on my enemies, I go wrong with no condom. And I be Pluto.
Yeah, shit is crazy. The intro already was like, yo, 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 this is fire. On this album, he showed, I literally like saw a post of him saying on the album he's ready to like show all he can do, like the different aspects of his music. And that's basically more of what he did. There were songs that were like fast, energetic rap, and there were like some that he sang, and I think he killed everything. On this album, I'm going to be playing 4 songs, like I'll say my top ones, my favorite ones. So let's start with chronologically. We've played Never Ever Bad. So the track number 2 is Evil Receive, which is I've seen different videos of him opening his show with this Evil Receive. And I can see the intent. Like it's just, let's say spiritual. The way the beat itself is evil. Here comes the evil.
Be mates, yeah. Now they call me blood with me and you not relate. Cause if they gather, now my matter, they debate, yeah. What's my name? Charlie, Charlie, me no want stress, so I beg you. Me just want flex, so I beg you. Who ain't want impress, so I beg you, sack. Charlie, Charlie, me want go raw, I beg you. No can go raw, see 50 bottles don't bury in your clear road, yeah.
That's a hit right there. That's a hit right there. Very, very sweet song. Very sweet song. I think, like, from what you can see so far, you can see, as I said, when it started out with Elon Musk, and it was filled with heavy and street wisdom oriented lyrics. Shay, you get. Number 3, which is his biggest song till date, feature with Odumodu Black. Very controversial. With, if you don't suck, if you don't fuck, who go pay for how we got our bag? Jesus. So basically, like, they bask in controversy, and it's just like that. Like, you can't stop them. Big vibe, party rocker, that's a copy.
Beat, vision,
Say, that I don't feel it, eh?
Worldwide plutomania, that's not normal thing. Presido with the big machine. Your girlfriend wanna suck my team, but not be that kind of CIP. If I pour smoke, give you one, you not pass. No pass, that means say, don't cast. No last chance. He don't cast you, he don't cast you, he don't cast.
Where?
He don't cast.
Zero, do.
He don't cast, he don't cast. Say, he don't cast. He don't cast you. We all get on 4 travel club for night. 12:30 use but no flight. She locate my location. So I be feeling the vibration.
Sensational about the conditioner. Really, really practitioner. This one a seniorita. I been a mama sita. Big girl, I need your wound up, mama. If she don't fuck, oh, if she don't suck. Who go pay for a wig and handbag?
Yeah, that's it. Who go pay? Who go pay? Mm-hmm. That Presido La Pluto, I believe any song I play on this is just going to be The biggest song after like Cass on the album is this Oscro. Pepe lili li pepe li. Pepe lili li pepe li. Pepe lili li pepe li. Let me tie my pepe li. Put the aja for control Z. Attesting to his use of research and putting work into like producing his tracks. He said when he wanted to make the song, he searched like the most watched video, and which was Baby Shark in Nursery Rhyme. Number two is Despacito, the third most streamed video ever. It's also a nursery rhyme. So he just picked a nursery rhyme and used it for his song, which was his standard living, standard living. So this is Oscro. I'm already in love. Wikimania Records. So by this time, he already created his own label, Wikimania Records. No. There's no way you are not going to love this guy. He's original. His use, as I said, is one of the strongest suits. Is his use of Benin Pidgin. Now look at that for you. Like, where's the top Pidgin like that? Like, when you listen to these people talk, it's actually so fun. It's really fun. The Pidgin is really nice. Makes me feel proud I know how to speak Pidgin.
The last that cross, now you know no see. Now you know the last that cross, now you know no sack. Now you know the other house crop, other house crop, the other house cross. The other house crop, other house crop, the other house crop. See, Luto boy, no love that make me king of OS. No bitch boy, no love that make me king of OS. I was born, there I was born, at the other house crossing. Since the day I was born, there I was born, at the other house crossing. Let me try my pepe, lili, li, pepe, lili. Pepe, lili, li, pepe, lili. Pepe, lili, li, pepe, lili. Let me try my pepe, lili.
So that is Presido La Pluto with lot of it, everything it. That album was dope and people were asking for more. April to November that he dropped this particular song, it was just on, it was on the movie train. My life is like a movie train, moving, honestly. And he didn't stop. So he took a break. He didn't really release anything. But then he came back out last month. He came back out last month, April, and he dropped Shakespeare P, which was a wordplay alluding to his use of heavy and street wisdom oriented lyrics, such as how Shakespeare said the right. Shakespeare P is actually a wordplay between Shakespeare and Charlie Poppy, so Shakespeare P. I'm going to play the first one, which is kind of like very similar to Oscro. You know, as I said, Oscro used a nursery rhyme on this particular track. He also used a very popular rhyme, Bella Ciao, from the popular series La Casa de Papel. So this is High Tension, Charlie Poppy.
Yo, X! Come Charlie Poppy.
Ah, like, the people best finish you.
Inform me, please, where you know, say money not day, so you can't walk all day. Not good day. Inform me, please, where we know, say money not day, so you can't walk all day.
That's just kind of like a street OT. Like a lot of people on the street, a lot of people hustling and everything, they are always like, okay, where we've come from, money no day, food no day, now why we they all zoom?
Cause I did my job, you see me. Cause I did job, I did my job, you know if you see me, nobody for attention. Cause I did my job, you know if you see me, cause I did job.
So the actual intro to this Shakespeare album is no. So that same thing that I did with Oba Pluto, that he sampled Pai Monday Edo song. I don't know the person he actually sampled the song here, but he also sampled one song here. So this is ASAP by Charlie Poppy. Ogiame is also one of their old leaders. No, no, creativity. Like, it doesn't leave saying, a lot of his videos are played now. You can see, like, his videos are always showing, like, street stuff, guys with masks. That things on this video, he actually went to a laundromat to fuck up a guy, like, all those kind of vibes.
Wait, network slow, don't be say Wi-Fi disconnect. Do you know who you're talking to?
Forget, that's a big OT. Network slow, no mean say Wi-Fi disconnect. Like, it doesn't mean it's a literal word. And that's why I said his lyrics are so open to interpretation. For example, that kind of network slow, no mean say Wi-Fi disconnect. Now, better reason, no. Just because say maybe things no they never they go well, never to they go smooth, never to they go fast. Never me say we don't disconnect from the dream. We still there on the path. Just network just slow for now. And the Wi-Fi never disconnect. If you get.
Do you know who you're talking to? Watch your mouth or I will wear you 500 for your chest. I want war. I don't want peace. I want war. Giving only.
I beg you. Me, I want peace. I don't want war, I want peace.
I go hear you 500 for your chest, I want war. I don't want peace, I want war. Giving no the heat and they say they want more. Now we surround you, now who you want for? Come, who is knocking at the door? This up, we go run and miss up. Now fast delivery, we go run and miss up. This up, we go run and miss up. Now we dey deliver, we go run and miss up. This up, we go run and miss up. Now fast delivery, we go run and miss up. This up, we go run and miss up. Now we dey deliver, we go run and miss up. This up, we go run and miss up.
Yeah. Alluding to his father, he delivers. Yeah, he delivers. He dey run now. ASAP. Okay, one more song for you on his new album. This particular one is kind of like UK style kind of rap, and I really love it. This is 100. Wait.
The commercial is for me. That's 9 plus 1. That is gonna give you all bread. I'm at G's, never snitch, they go keep it all bread. We'll not be enemies, that no mean say we be friends. Any business, we go share percent. That's 9 plus 1, that is gonna give you all bread. I'm at G's, never snitch, they go keep it all bread. We'll not be enemies, that no mean say we be friends. Any business, we go share percent. Wait, level up, you know it's on my level, so you gotta level up. Wait, level up. Ladies call me devil, now demons, they roll my blood. Wait, keep your mouth shut, you gon' get shot. Pull up on your block, take my max up. That skin boy looking hot. Innocent face, but I take action. That's 9 plus 1, that is gonna give you all bread. I'm at G's, never snitch, they gon' keep it all bread. We'll not be enemies, that no mean say we be friends. Any business, we go share percent. That's 9 plus 1, that is gonna give you all bread. I'm at G's, never snitch, they gon' keep it all bread.
Okay, so we've come to the end of the episode of Pluto Presido. So before I go, I'm going to drop one artist for you. which is also how Charlie Poppy like introduced me to like a new culture, a new vibe. I've always wondered like, okay, what was it like for like people that are not like Yoruba to vibe with an Olamide rap song? I'll show you again. So there's this guy that I actually first noticed. Apparently he's been like on the rise. He has an album that is like big banger. I'm like, I don't usually listen to this type of rap or like raw indigenous rap anymore, but I love this. I love this. I love this. And what am I talking about? Jerick the Hustler. Jerick is really dope. He's really dope. I say half of the time, 80% of the time, I do not understand what this guy is talking about, but his delivery and his use of Igbo, like indigenous Igbo in his rap, is pleasant to listen to. So I'm going to play my favorite track of him, actually. The one I really, really love.
Nameless is the one.
Oh, well. Happiness wakasa, joy, joy, joy. Abula bula kamwe, jo, jo, jo. Monetize my mouth so I don't talk much. Buna gima wana make money is a must. Usita osa debe, Sunday Wendy. Ifo boni nene, Sunday Wendy. Aya puta kilo ya osai. Amwe fego bala fofo bye bye. Happiness wakasa, joy, joy, joy. I want it to come no be, joy, joy, joy. Give me club with a no oche, joy, joy, joy. Buy a moody kata fuka, joy, joy, joy. Happiness wakasa, joy, joy, joy. I want it to come no be, joy, joy, joy. Club in the noche, joy, joy, joy. My mood, that my joy, joy, joy.
Yeah, so that's Jerick, that's Jerick, that's Jerick. You can check him out. His $1 billion album, Deluxe. Like, you just jammed that album, the first three tracks, say, you know, say that this guy is dope, he's dope, he's so smooth.
Kate business, yo, Kate business, I'm standing on my Kate business. Kate business, trapping half on my Kate business. Yo, Kate business.
Yeah, so that's it, guys. We've come to the end of the episode. If you are still here, just click the subscribe button and don't forget to share this video. Once again, this is Barry. I'll see you guys on the next episode of No Filters.